So I thought the starting point for today is really the Gemara itself in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Daled, and then to work through the Rambam and Rashba from there, and then to come into the Ktzos HaChoshen. So if we look at the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph in Bava Kama, the case there is not lu moichsim es chamoiroi venosno loi chamor ache, not lu listim es kesusoi venosno loi kesus acheres. So whether it's the moichsim or the listim that take an item of his illegitimately, and then they return something to him, but it's not his own chefetz that they return. Hare ilu sheloi mipnei sheabaylim misyashim mehem. This new chefetz which he's got, even though he knows it's definitely not his, and almost definitely comes from somebody else, it's his because of Yeish. Says Rashi, Hare elu sheloi, de mistome nisyashu habaylim miyad, ukenonu heich beyeyush v'shinu rushus. They were probably miyayish, the baylim were miyashim immediately, so there was Yeish before shinu rushus. Rashi says miyad, says not to get into the issue of whether Yeish was before or afterwards, so one can assume that there was immediate Yeish. And by the time the listim or the moichsim gave this person the new item, the baylim had already been misyashim. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara, the few lines of Gemara are a little bit complicated, but let's just see them. Tana, im notal, we have another brayso that says, im notal machzir lebaylim arishonim. If a person buys a gezeilo, he has to return it to the original baylim. Kasova yeish kedilo ikani. The assumption is that yeish alone is not sufficient. Even though the baylim are misyashim, you've still got to give it back to the original owners. Says Rashi, on im notal, chamor min hamoichsim. So we're talking particularly in the same case of the Mishnah, where there are moichsim or gazlonim, and you buy an item from them. Yachzi larishonim ufligo braisa amas nisim. So this braisa is against the Mishnah. Whereas the Mishnah says, Hare Yilu Shiloi, because of Yeush, the braisa says Yeush doesn't work. U'meikora, back to the braisa, Me'isura Ataliyodi. Be'isura Ataliyodi. And therefore, when he got this, it was Be'isura because there hadn't been Yeush yet. So this is the whole makor for the fact that Yeush has to come before the Shinui Rishus. Ve'ikida Amrim Bolach Ziyachzir L'Balim Rishonim. And some say that what you need to say is imbo lahatzi yasi labali marishonim, that you don't have to return it because the ikad amri holds like the Mishnah, that the ikad adina belongs to you, but as a midas chasidus, if you do want to return it, you've got to return it to the original owners, not to the ganav. My time yesh kedikani. The fact is, you were koine. Miu I Omar I Efshi b'momen she'enu shili. But if he says, I just don't want money which isn't really mine, although I'm koine it, it's not really mine. That's a very interesting phrase, because what does that mean? If it's his, why is it not? If he's koine, why is it not momen shili? What does he mean by yeush kedi kani? Miu I Omar I Efshi b'momen she'enu shili machzir l'balam rishoni. So this could be a makor for the din that you've got to be machzir the moment. The chayfetz is yours, but maybe you want to give back the money. The money maybe isn't yours. So is it possible here that we see a case of you can be koneh chayfetz, but it's still, you say, why? Because there's a shiur bekinyan, there's something you haven't been koneh. The chayfetz is yours, but maybe the value isn't.
Sorry, why aren't we saying that this statement is simply a statement of chassidus?
Yeah, but even what he says, what does it mean? It is shilcha.
Oh, I was
kind of,
but I don't like the fact that, you know, I mean, the whole point was that it was midas chassidus. So what is the midas chassidus? You're uncomfortable with the fact that really, I mean, I'm holding it, but technically, you know, it's
fine. We can say that. Just the lotion of momen she'en shili is a little bit strange. You know, it's money that I've acquired in a way that is shady, But to say that it's Momon She'eino Shili maybe is the beginning of an understanding that there can be situations where you own something, but the Momon isn't yours altogether. That there's something, but it's certainly not Me'ikar Halacha. One thing's for sure, you're right, that this is Midas Chasidus. There's no Me'ikar Adin that he's got to give it back. So Me'ikar Adin, the Momon is his. It's just a Midas Chasidus, as Rashi said, in Bo Lahatzi Shechosid, who Yachzel Abari Marishonim V'lo La Moiches. The thing is, you've got to give it back to the first Bailim, because, and not to the Moiches. So the two Lashonis, one is Cholik with the Mishnah, and one is not Cholik with the Mishnah, and works as a Midas Chasidus. So if we now look at the Rambam on this, so the Rambam on this is in Hilchos Gezeila, Perek Hei Halacha Yud. So here the Rambam says, "Notzlu moichsin kesusoi v'herziru loy acheres, hara'elu sheloy mipnei shuzu b'mechirehi, v'cheskoso shenisyashu habayli mimenu, v'eino yodea b'vaday shuzu gzeil." So the Rambam says a lot of extra things. He's being mefarish the Mishnah, which is not his usual derech, but he is. And he says that, firstly, there's a chazoka shenisyashu habaylim. Firstly, it's a kind of mechira. Although you haven't actually bought it, the fact is you lost your jacket, your coat, and you got another coat in exchange. So you've been machli for coat for a coat. That's like a mechira. And there's been yeush. Ve'eino yodea bevaday shezu gezela. And you don't know where this comes from. You don't have a way of knowing that this is for sure a gezela. So in such a case, it's yours. So let's look at the Kesef Mishnah here. Fidish Rashi in Bolas Chosidhu, Yarzilabalem and Shunim Vilola Moiches. Fosak Rabbeinu, Kistam Masnissim, Dictani Hare Elu Sheloi, Midina. The Afal Gav de Baalme Kaimelen Yeush Kediloi Kani. The Afal Gav de Hiatali Yade, Havali Yeush Vishinu Rushus, asks the case of Mishnah, but Yeush and Shinu Rushus is normal, normally Yeush is not Koine. And even though here there's Yeyush plus Shinu Rishus, Mikol Motom B'Yisura Ateliyodei, this should be a case of B'Yisura Ateliyodei. Hakashani, Shu B'Mechiru, Sharei Loi Nosno Loi Bechina Melatmunas Chamoiru, V'Nimtza She'enu Ne'ene Me'agzeilu, V'Einu Yodea B'Vadai Shizu Gzeilu Kloima, B'Veshor She'nasnu Aloi Loi Yodo She'hi Gzulo. V'Afa Pishachez Kosa Gzulo B'Stamo, V'Gam Achakach Yodo She'hi Gzulo, V'Diktani Marzi L'Barim Arishonim, Now he hears that it's Bisura Ateliyade and he wants to give it back. So Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that this is not a case of Bi'isura Boliyod, which will explain why the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Geneva. Sorry, before we even go to that. So what this does already is the Rambam, but the question is, why is the Rambam going out of his way to explain so much? All these additions that the Rambam's adding in. That's to exclude the shita of the Rashbo. So if you look at the Rashbo, and meanwhile use the photostat that I sent you, which is the actual Rashbo as we have it, to exclude the shita of the Ravid, which the Rashbo brings. So if you look at the Rashbo inside where he quotes the Ravid, this is the Ravid on this very Mishnah. So on this Mishnah, the Ravid says, this which we say in the Mishnah, meaning that the Bailim can't take it back, that's below Klum Ka'omah. That's, they can't take it back at all without paying for it. But if the Bailim are willing to pay for it, he's got to give the chepetz back because it came to him by Yisura. No, says the Rambam, there's no Yisura here at all. It came to him by Yisura. So that's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid in the Mishnah here as to whether the Hare Elu Shiloi is legamri or Hare Elu Shiloi is just the value, but the chepetz you would have to give back because the chepetz boli yoda by Yisura. According to the Ravid, the chepetz. The chepetz you're going to have to give back. The money you're entitled to keep because you paid for it. So the Bailim has to have to compensate you. So you don't have to lose value. You can get your money back, but you've got to give the chepetz back if the Bailim want it. Because you didn't have a complete kinyan in the chepetz, and now we understand the Rashbo's kasha very clearly that comes. So in that case, how can you ever have a case of a gun of being koine sufficiently to be shaloi for a koine in a gun of sufficiently to be shaloi for lulav? So in the case of the Hani Avankari and the Asa, where Ravina, I think it was, who says to them, you've got to cut it yourselves, asks the Rashbo, what does it help cutting? At the end of the day, it's true that the owner of the field, which we presume to be a field that was stolen, the owner of the field is Misiyayish on the Tolush. So once you've picked the Hadassim, they're Miyayish, but it's always Yisura Boliyode. If you hold that this is always, that the Hakonim and Aganav is Yisura Boliyode, and you have to give the Chefetz itself back, the Gufa Chefetz you have to give back, then how can that, how can you have the case in Sukkah, that Lamed?
When we learned the Rashba quoting the Ravid, he kept talking about how you're coined as a Gufa Chepetz, but you're obligated to pay back the Donin.
That's because the Ravid is the Rashba and the Ravid are quoted differently in the Beis Yosef.
That is the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come to that. So in the Ravid as we have it, you never koine the Gufa Chepetz. And the Rashbo has a problem with that by Sukkot. So the Rambam goes out of his way here, it's in order, as the Kesef Mishnah says, to make it very clear that this is Behetera Bola Yodha altogether. So that becomes a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. So the Rashbo wouldn't have an issue with the Rambam. The Rambam understands like the Rashbo, the Chepetz is completely yours. But the Ravid, as we have him quoted in our Rashbo, the Ravid says you would have to give the Gufa Chepetz back. And that's a problem.
And what about the Shita of the Rambam, where we always felt that, number one, the sequence of Yish coming first?
We're coming to that. Yeah. We're coming to that. So we'll come to that as well. What I think is interesting, over Shabbos, I felt that I can understand the Ravid. I think the Ravid has a teretz to the Rashbo, and the answer would be that the Ravid holds. The Ravid makes this comment in one place only, as far as we know, and that's here by the Moichsin. It's feasible that the Ravid holds here. It's Atili Yodah BeYisurin, not in the case of Sukkah, where a person bona fide goes and buys a hadas from a goy who owns land. Yes, it's possible the land was stolen, and it's possible this, but it's a bona fide Bechira. He's paying for Hadassim in the only way he knows how to. He's buying Hadassim from a goy who, to all intents and purposes, owns the land on which the Hadassim are growing. So that's not Bali Yodha B'Yisura. Bali Yodha B'Yisura is when I know for sure that unlike the Rambam says, you're not sure it's Nigna. Come on, the guy took your jacket and he gives you another jacket. Where do you think the other one comes from? You know you're dealing with a ganav. You know so it's possible that the rivet holds dafke here. You would have to give the chayfets back because it came from Moifsim. It was never yours properly.
Whereas the Rambam is downplaying all that. The Rambam is saying, it might even be a suffer.
The Rambam says exactly the opposite, right? The Rambam says here it's absolutely beater because the Mishnah says harei elu shaloi. The Mishnah makes a very clear statement of harei elu shaloi. So the Ravid says, yeah, but not fully shaloi, just partially shaloi. The Rambam says, that's not the Lashon. Harei elu shaloi is completely shaloi. So the nafka minute between how the Ravid and the Rambam learn the Mishnah is whether the case of the Moichsin is a case of Bol Yodha B'Yisura or Beheteret. So the Rashbo says, this is an exception, because in this case, it's Bol Yodha B'Yisura. Normally, if you buy something bona fide, it's Bol Yodha Beheteret, if there's been Yeush before. In this case, it's Bola Yodha B'Yisura because you know who you're dealing with. And you know this jacket isn't yours. You know for sure it isn't yours.
It's almost, the Rambam has almost conflicting. On the one hand, he says you have this chazaka that there is Yush. By saying that there's a chazaka of Yush means this is pretty obviously a Genevic case. Moksin is, there's a strong chazaka that there is.
Well, I think you would have to say, if it is stolen, you would have to assume that there's been Yeush.
And on the other hand, I have a suffix on whether it is stolen or not.
So, but go the other way around. Firstly, I'm not sure it's stolen. And if it's stolen, there's been Yeush.
Well, I have him first saying that his cousin shouldn't see I true.
Yeah.
So he's covering all possible.
Yeah, he's covering everything. And that's why he's going out of his way to say, this is different. So both the Rashbo, this is what I want to say, is that both the Ravid and the Rambam see this case as an exception. The Ravid says usually when you buy something it's Behetera Otaliyode, but here it's Bisura Otaliyode. And the Rambam says usually it's Bisura Otaliyode, here it's Behetera Otaliyode. And we see that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Hei Aloch Gimel. So if you go back to the Rambam to Hilchos Geneva, Perek Hei Aloch Gimel. Nisyashu habaylim min ha-Geneva ben shenisyashu v'achakach mochar ha-ganav ben shenisyashu achar shemaka mochar kono ha-lokeach b'yeyush v'shinui rishus. So he says, you do have to pay the money back. We've just learned in Ilkhaz Gazela, you don't have to give the money back. You don't have to give anything back. So again, that's because the Rambam sees Bovakama, the Mishnah in Bovakama, as an exception, just as the Ravid does. But it's an opposite exception. So the Rambam, and that's why the Kesef Mishnah goes out of his way to say, there the Rambam holds its bare terah of Baliyode. He had to be Surah Baliyode. Why? Because look at the very first halacha in Perikei. Osu liknois minaganav chayfet shiganav.
But this,
the oven gadol hu.
You also have osu liknois dover hagazel minagazlan.
Yes, but he's saying there, I didn't buy it. I lost it. My thing was stolen. I didn't go and buy it. That's not the issur. I didn't commit an issur in the case of Bovakam. So that's not called Bola Yodha B'Yisura. I'm saying a little different from the case of Mishnah. Bola Yodha B'Yisura is when you're over the Halacha Aleph in Perik Hei, and you go to a Ganav and you buy stolen property.
Of course.
Why? Because the reason is because you're Matzik Yedei Ovrei Avera, says the Rambam. He gives the reason why that's also. That doesn't apply in Bovakam. I didn't approach the Ganav. I'm not being Messiah Yedei Ovrei Avera. He stole my jacket. I'm just getting back what he stole.
Although not yours.
Although not mine.
But Muxin are not considered Ganamakurza. Wouldn't you say there's a blinded dollar here? Yeah, I'm sorry. So if you look at Aleph and Perek Chamishi, he uses similar terms.
Yes, but from the Moichsin, you're not buying. You're not going to buy anything from the Moichsin. You just want your own property back. You're not buying something.
I see. Aleph is where you're buying.
Yes, here you're allowing the moches to dispose of his stolen property with a profit. The ganav. That's the isur. That's the isur. So that's bole yodo bi isura. The Rambam defines in halacha aleph of both prokin. You're right. Makes no difference, okay. Ganav or gazlan. To go and offer money for a stolen property is an isur. And if you do that, it's Bali or the Bi'isura. If it's Bali or the Bi'isura, says the Rambam, I don't care when Yeyush took place. You've been over by going to buy from the Ganav, whether there's been Yeyush or there hasn't, because you're Messiah Bidei Ovei Avero. Therefore, the Rambam says, I don't care when Yeyush happens in Halachigim. It's irrelevant because it's Bali or the Bi'isura in any event. So yes, we see from the Gemara and the Mishnah all over the place that you can be kene with shinui rishus, with yeyush and shinui rishus. Says the Rambam, yes, you can be kene the chefetz, but not the value. You've got to give back, because if you keep the value, if you don't give back the value, you've been ne'ene from the issur.
So the whole case of no
lumoichsin
is
that
starts with them taking your stuff?
Yes. And no tell yes, Moichel. What's the lotion there? Notzlu Moichsen es Chamoira.
They stole from you.
Yeah. So it's completely different. It's not Bali or the Bi'isura. So now I understand why the Rambam says in the Mishnah in Bava Kama, in Hilchus Gezele, Perek Hei, Aloche Yud, that you don't have to give back the money or anything, because that's Bola Yoda Beheterah. That's one of the only cases where we've got real Bola Yoda Beheterah. But where you approach the Ganav to buy a chepetz that he's stolen, that's Bola Yoda Beisura, because also Liknus Mina Ganav, a chepetz Shigana.
Why does the
Kesef
Mishnah say that when you end up finding out after the fact that it's stolen, that is Beisura?
Well, but midas chasidus. You found out it's stolen. You feel uncomfortable.
And then that is called bisura suliyadin.
No, not really. Morally, but not halachically. That's why there's still no chiyuv to give it back. If it was liisura ataliyada, you would have to give it back meikaradin.
Right. It says payment
the
iglin milsa shuzua hasa chashivle.
Okay. So the Rambam is very clear. The Ravid is fakert. The Ravid is exactly the opposite. And that's why the Ravid says in Hilchus Geneva, what does the Ravid say? Kol ze ein lo shoresh v'lo ana v'hu shibush hamatik. And the Magid Mishnah says he's talking about the girsa, and in our version of the Rambam, the girsa has already been fixed.
I'm just looking for this Riva you're quoting. This is now on the Nidra.
The Riva on the Rambam. The Riva actually on the Rambam.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The Ravid in the Rambam itself, and Hilchus Geneva. The Asogas HaRavid, not the Chidush HaRavid. Right? Kol ze ein lo shoresh v'le anaf v'hu shibush hamatik.
Sorry, on the Muchsin or on the...
No, Egypt? On the first one, Hilchus Geneva.
Just looking for it.
On that Rambam.
Oh, here it is, sorry. Yeah. Kol ze... Where's the
star girl? Right on Gimel. Wow. So on that, the Magid Mishnah says, if you look at the Magid Mishnah, Zois Abova Meshubesis Meshubish Hamatik Sifre Harav Zal, Vachin Kosov Harav Ravid, Vahaloshin Mechiach Olov, Vahashibish Miloshin, Elanois and Domim, Ulahalam, the Shibush starts from Elanois and Domim, and Vahanuscho Habeduko, and this is how it should be, says the Magid Mishnah, and we've got it the way he says it should be. So our Rambam is already correct. So the one way of learning the Ravid is that he had the old version of the Rambam, and that's a complete mess. So and the Ravid says it's a complete mess. But then the Magid Mishnah adds something else. The Magid Mishnah says, Umikomakon, the Efsha, a little bit above that, the Efsha, have you got Gamal Zetomo Haravid? Have you got that in the Magid Mishnah? So it's possible that even with the fixed Girsa as we have it, the Ravid would still have a problem. Shekivan shekono halokiach beyeish v'shinu rishus lama yiten domim afilu hayogon of mefusam tzorichiyun. So he says that the Ravid could still have a kasher. Now, why does the Ravid still have a kasher? Because the Ravid holds that, and remember this Magid Mishnah, it's going to be quite important. Why could the Ravid still have a problem? Because the Ravid holds that you never have to give back the money. In the case of Bovakamadav Kufyu Dalad with the Moichsin, you've got to give back the chefetz, but not the money. You never have to give back the money. So he doesn't understand why, if you koine, the Rambam says here, you koine bekinyan beyeish v'shinu rishus, why do you have to give the money back? Maybe that's what the Ravid is asking, says the Magid Mishnah. Okay, so let's leave it. So we have Pshat in the Rambam, and we have the Rashbo as we've seen him. So now look at the Rashbo in the Beis Yosef. Which is preferably don't look in the Ktsos.
Okay. Well, on the tour.
Yeah, if you've got the Beis Yosef on the tour, look at it, yeah. And you'll see in a moment why I'm saying don't look at it in the Ktsos approach. Have you got it? The Mashikos of B'Shem Haravid?
Which Sifkotten is it?
Doesn't have a Sifkotten.
Mashikos of Rabbeinu, the Rambam. Yes.
Got it? Mashikos of B'Shem Haravid. The Mairi of Yilachashin Siyashu. Have you got that?
No, not yet.
Where are you holding? Tell me, and then I'll tell you if it's further or lower, higher or lower.
Well, I'm at the top of Umashikos of
Vinyashim
Yishim Rishus, and then I'm moving down. Umashikos of Rabbeinu, the Kafkos of
Rambam, Umashikos of,
and then you have the
Re. Before the Re, just before the Re, a few lines before the Re.
Umashikos of Rabbeinu, Kafkos of Rambam.
No. I mean, have you got the part in the? If you look, there's a bach that starts with Haravid Kosov. Have you got that? Because then you'll be close. It's not far from the beginning of the siman.
And I'm not sure if we have the same Tzuras Hadaf.
No, you probably don't have the same Tzuras Hadaf, but not far from the beginning of the siman. You've got Sifkot. It's in the bach. It's. No, it's at the end of Aleph, kind of. Again, I've got different. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Shin Nun Zayin. We'll get there. I'm sorry, my fault. So Shin Nun Gimel, the Beis Yosef is Umashi Kos of Reinu V'Chein Kos of Haramban. I'm sorry. And then right after that, Umashi Omer Vari Kos of Shikonu Lagamri V'Enzurich Liten Afidu Damin. You've got that?
Yes.
Ken Yeshu Das Rashi, Shemashi Kosov Ferek Gozer, Vazim Mishnah Maki Kerev, Vazifu Vidalche, Vazel Loshen HaRashbo. You with me?
Yes.
Beferek HaGozel Basra. Gabi not Lumovksim Chamaroi, Shaharayvet Kosov De Afal Gav De Yeush Vishinu Rushus Kani, Domim Mia Boi Lahadure. What did our Ravid say?
The good. The
hated. But what was his actual Loshen? In the, on this, on these very words?
I'm just pulling it up. I'm using the driver. Sorry, just pulling it up.
So they arrive at right at the beginning. What does it say? Even though there's yesh v'shinu reshus, nevertheless.
Yeah, I'm just now I've lost the rivet. Oh, yeah. No, I've lost you.
No, I'm looking at the rivet as quoted in the Rashbo. So you've got the Rashbo that I sent you.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
So he starts with the rivet. So just read the through.
Upper leg.
Right. Go on.
Okay.
Aval bedomim mia boi la adure. And what is the? How does the Beis Yosef quote it? So what's the difference between the two girsas?
With it.
So what is bidomi mean and what is domi mean?
Wondering if bidomi means together with the.
No, bidomi means if the owner is willing to pay money, then you've got to give back the goof. Look, go back into the Rashbo's quote of the Ravid, the one that I sent you. By Ravid, that means the Bailim can't take it away from you without payment.
Okay.
Because you've bought the rights. But if the Bailim is willing to pay for it, you've got to give the object back because you don't own the object fully.
Yes,
the way we've got the Rashbo, the Bailim gives you the money and you've got to give back the chamor or the jacket. The way the Beis Yosef quotes it is, you have to give back the money, you don't have to give back the jacket. Which is like the Rambam holds in Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam doesn't hold that here, but it's like the Rambam holds in Hilchos Geneva. You've got to give the money back. Then he goes on, carry on in the Rashbo, in the Beis Yosef. Mishum de Bisura Ateliyode de Yeush Kedilo Kani, Va'afa Pishikosov Harav Shize Iker. So now this is the Rashbo talking. Even though the Ravid said this is Iker, Adayin Tzricha Talmud. Why? De Yeush Vashini Rushus Bechuli Talmud Mashvata Kani Kinyan Aguf. De Eloi. Od omaluhu rav hune lahani avan kiri kizav nisu asamigoyim ligzu inu ki heichi delei v'yeish v'yodet idhu v'shini rishus v'yodaychu. Asks Rashbo, my ahanu deho michol makoyim, what does that help? Because nevertheless, hai aso lo mekanyi luhu kinyan aguf. According to the Ravid, the aso will never belong to you fully. Deho eno elo ke'en mashkoin, because it's like a mashkoin, de bedomim bo'i la'adure. Now what's he saying? So what's he saying? What is Dibadomim Boila Aduri? How is he understanding that?
I'm trying to, I don't know which rivet it is.
It's all the same rivet. He's asking a cash on the rivet.
I understand, but is it saying that he has to pay the money and then get the Hadassah?
Well, what does Bidomi mean?
Or is it Bidomi like we just said, where they give him money?
Well, what does Bidomi mean?
Well, the
Dhamma
we said means that they give him.
Yes, and he's got to give back the Hadassim. That's why the Hadassim are just like a Mashkin.
Yeah.
So from the second part of the Rashbo that the Beis Yosef quotes, it's clear that the Rashbo has our Girsa in the Ravid. But in the first part that the Rashbo quotes, he's got a different Girsa in the Ravid. So what does the Ravid hold? Does the Ravid hold you have to give back money, or does the Ravid hold you've got to give back the object? What does the Ravid hold in the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Yudalev? So the Rambam holds you have to give back nothing. Although, says the Rambam, usually I hold you have to give back money, in this case you have to give back nothing because it's Be'etera Bo'ol Yodah, you weren't over any issue. Understand the Rambam. The Ravid says one of two things. He either says you've got to give back the object in the event that the owner is willing to buy it from you, or he says you've got to give back money. In the girsa that we have, he says you've got to give back the object. In the girsa that the Beis Yosef has, there's a stira, which is why everybody says the Beis Yosef's girsa is wrong. And you've got to be misaken the first part. If you just misaken the first part and make it align with the Rashbo in Chidushim, and by the way, the Rashbo in Chidushim, all the Rishonim have it like that, and the Shita Mekubetzes brings it like that. So it's clear to everybody that there's just a simple mistake of one letter in the Beis Yosef. That Beis is the only problem. Because in the second part, in any case, you see the Beis is present. So it's only the first Beis you've got to be misaken, and then the Beis Yosef's, then the Rashbo's question is easier to understand. Because if you learn the Rashbo, if you learn the Raivet that you have to give back the money, that you can keep the Chepetz, why does the Rashbo say it's like a mashke? We'll come to the Ktzos in a moment. So everybody says on the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef has got the wrong Girsa, that one little Beis just has to be fixed. Then the Rashbo makes sense, and then the Beis Yosef, then the Raivet, as we've got him in our Rashbo, is aligned with the Beis Yosef.
And the analogy makes sense.
And everything's good, and in fact, all the Ktzos HaChoshen's kashas disappear. Okay, that's what everybody says. Starting with the Shaar HaMelech, and everybody says that. Now look at the Ktzos HaChoshen and see what the Ktzos does. Look at the Ktzos's quote of that same Rashbo. Have you got the Ktzos now ready?
Yeah.
So now look at the Ktzos. Sifkot and Beis. Where he brings the Beis Yosef. So he quotes, how does he bring the Rashbo? How does he bring the Raivet, firstly? So how does he bring the Raivet? As money, like the Beis Yosef brings it. And what does he do with the second piece, or from the later piece of the where the Rashbo uses Domim? And then?
De domi. I have de vidami.
Okay, wrong. De domim. The Ktzos HaChoshen fixes the second one, not the first one. He fixes the second one. So now we've got a huge kasha. Now we've got to say, you can say the Beis Yosef had the wrong girsa, but the Tur had the Rashbo, but the Ktzos HaChoshen had the Rashbo. And if everybody says the Beis Yosef's got it wrong and you've just got to fix that one Beis, why does the Ktzos HaChoshen do the opposite? He fixes the other one. So as to really make the Beis Yosef's Rashbo irreconcilable with ours, and to make the Rashbo's kasha on the Raivet really difficult.
$2.
Didam, I've checked, and in the original one on the Shulchan Aruch, it's didam. I understand why yours fixed it, because they thought he's misquoting the Beis Yosef. So they fixed it and made it aligned with the Beis Yosef. But the Ktzos HaChoshen is not misquoting, he's correcting the Beis Yosef. He's saying, yes, there is a mistake in the Girsa. The mistake is in the second Bedomim, not the first one.
He actually goes even further, because this Ktzos always has a little summary next to the
right,
saying what it's going to be talking about. And he says, Shitas Haraivet, Da'af Ofdi, V'shinu Maisa, V'shinu Hashem, Koine Legamri, V'yiyosh, V'shinu Rishus, Koine Urak, V'guf HaChetet, Avol Loi Legamri. So, here he's saying, you get the Chetet, you have an obligation to pay the money.
Yeah, it's clear that there's no question that the Ktzos HaChoshen is learning it like the Beis Yosef, because that you can see from his kasha. The question is this, just this girsa, this last bedomin, I just found interesting that he fixes the girsa in that last bedomim, says to take the stira out of the Beis Yosef's version. So the question now is, why doesn't the Tzoyis HaKoshin just say, like everybody else, the Beis Yosef's version is wrong, and just fix the girsa, and then there are no kashas on the Rashbo? Why is the Tzoyis HaKoshin being so stubborn? The answer is, if you look in the Tur, at Simon Shin Nun Zion.
That's why you were there.
Yes, I was there because I was looking at it just before we started. Shin Nun Zion, near the beginning, about, I don't know what, 10 lines from the beginning, you've got the Hairivat Kosov.
In the Tur itself?
In the Tur itself.
Hairivat Kosov?
Right. Hairi. Afilu la'achash nishyashu abaylim, shegam hu sover, she'ein yeush v'shinu rishus koine elo le'inyan she'ein sorich la'achzir agneva, ela hadomi. So what's the Tur's girsa in the Ravid? Like the Beis Yosef. Like the Beis Yosef. Says the Bach there, that's the Bach I was looking at. Perish de sover kaharam amda afilu b'yeush v'shinu rishus sorich l'shalim hadamim labaylim. So he's saying he's like the Rambam in that he's not Koine the Geneva. The only thing is that he holds it also in the case of Kuf Yud Dalid, and the Rambam says in the case of what became a Kuf Yud Dalid, you don't have to pay back. And look at Shin Samach Ches in the two. It's quite far into Shin Samach Ches, a page or two before the end. You'll find the Firish Haravid.
Towards the end of the Torah?
Yeah, about a page before the end of the Siman. If you tell me where you are, I'll tell you if you're too far or back.
I am in the Torah by Tshuva in the violin. Here it is. I have She'ela L'Rav Shmira.
Before that, a few lines before that. Firish Haravid. Before that, you've got V'yesh Beforshim, and before that.
And the Rosh Brat.
No,
now
okay.
At the beginning of Shin Samach
Ches. No, further. Sorry, I was not well into it. It's very near the beginning.
Okay.
So just after the beginning, you've got Firish Haravid, a few lines after the beginning. Got it? So the Ravid, so the Tur in three places quotes the Shitas Haravid. The way the Beis now what is the Beis Yosef? Let's go back now to our understanding of the whole worldview of the construction of Halacha. What is the Beis Yosef? He's a parish on the Tur. Isn't that right? So the Beis Yosef is not interested in what other girsas there are. He's interested in how the Tur learned the Ravid.
Yeah.
And that's why the Tzoyis HaKoshen, remember we've always said the Tzoyis HaKoshen assumes you've learned the Beis Yosef. The Tzoyis HaKoshen, unlike the Vilna Gaon, regards the Shulchan Aruch as a summary of the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef is the pivot really the Tur is the halachic pivot. And the Beis Yosef is a perish on the Tur, which then distills itself into the Shulchan Aruch as we have it. So when the Tzoyis HaKoshen is writing on the Shulchan Aruch, he's writing really on Tur Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch, which he sees as one work. So the Tzoyis HaKoshen, of course he knows the other Girsas in the Rashbo, but they're irrelevant, because that's not how the Tur learned.
It's not his primary text.
It's not his primary text. And the difference will be also as to whether it's a Sefer Halacha Psak, or if it's safer of methodology. What is the Tzoyis HaKoshen? The Vilna Gaon is Psak Halacha L'maisa, so he always works with the Shulchan Aruch as the primary text. So I haven't worked on the Vilna Gaon yet here. There's a lot of Vilna Gaon here, but I would imagine the Vilna Gaon doesn't learn this way, I would imagine. Just based on what I've understood so far of the Vilna Gaon's approach, he would take the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Beis Yosef uses the Tur's Girsa of the Rashbo. It's very possible that Vilna Gaon will not use that. I'm not sure yet. But the Tzoyis HaKoshen for sure bases himself on the Beis Yosef and the Tur. And he's not interested in our gusa in the Chidushei Rashbo. It's not about paskening halacha l'maisa. It's about understanding how the Tur learned. It's about understanding how the Beis Yosef learned, understanding how the Tur learned. So the Tur and the Beis Yosef must have had his kashas on the Rashbo. That's what the Ktzeres HaKushin is saying. And that's very important when we're learning lomdus, you know, because now today with scientific methodology, people often try and say, "Ah, this whole, you know, Chaim Brisker's Torah on the Rambam doesn't apply because they found a Gusa in Yemen somewhere where the old Kasha doesn't exist." It's irrelevant because a Reb Chaim is not about the Rambam. A Reb Chaim is about how the Achronim understood the Rambam. And the Ktzeres HaKushin is how the Turin based Yosef understood the Rashbo. So to come along and say, "Yeah, but there's another Rashbo which makes it easy," that's not the Ktzeres' issue. The Ktzeres' issue is how did the Turin and the Beis Yosef learn the Rashbo? And so all the objections that they've got to the Ktzeres HaKushin, if you would just use the right Yisa, you wouldn't have all these kashas, that's irrelevant. It might be irrelevant if you're paskening halacha l'maaseh, but in terms of the Ktzeres itself, it's irrelevant.
And the fact that then the gears are being A or B, but the Ktzeres building up his entire structure of halacha based on the Torah and the Torah's understanding, which might have been on the wrong gears, but nonetheless, he's constructed for the Torah Kula around having it work with the Torah, it still ends up with halachic ramification because his entire approach to the infrastructure of Torah is dependent on his understanding of that particular user.
True, I don't know how he would paskin. People don't use the Ktzeres HaKushin for psak halacha ever. It's not what it's for. So I don't even know how, and the Ktzeres himself never brings halacha l'maisa, never, which is the one that we've seen. I've never seen it here, never seen it in the Shev Shmeitzer, never seen him in Avnei Miluim, never seen him bring halacha l'maisa. So his purpose is not to establish halacha l'maisa. And whether or not you would work with these different gusos for halacha l'maisa is also an issue. Because some hold that you were, even with that, you work with the Shulchan Aruch, and it would be interesting to see how the Vilna Gaon worked for this, but some hold you work with what you've got. If that's how the Tur comes out, it's not just because there was a Girsa in the Rashbo. That's how the Tur understood the whole Torah. Who knows which Girsa is the right Girsa? So even in Psak Halacha, you'll find very often that people will say, you know, that's how the Tur had it, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef had it. That's how we paskin.
We've gone through the Tur now, through the Tur quoting the Raiva. What about looking for the original Raiva?
Our only source for this Raiva is the Rashbo. Our only source. I don't know whether more recently they found other. There are perushim of the Raiva on Shas. There might be a Raiva on. It's quite interesting because I'm learning Vilna Gaon on Hilchos Shabbos, and I'm doing a piece in Avodah Zorah, and there's a very unusual Raivad quoted, and the Ran brings him, and our only source for it is the Ran, although more recently they have discovered a Chidushe HaRaivad on Avodah Zorah. So there's clearly a Chidushe HaRaivad on Bavik Kam as well. I don't know if it's been published or not. I haven't checked. And if it has been published, what the Gusa is there, I don't know, but it's almost irrelevant.
This approach, this other approach that they bring down with the Raivad, saying Bedamim. The implication is, what does that speak to the ownership? That I have to essentially surrender the item if the original Baal wants to pay me money.
Which is very weird, because we don't have that anywhere.
Because you have it in the Mukhs. Well, in the Mukhs.
What does that mean about the Bailus of the item?
So that's why the Rashbo says, that's not called Bailus, that's a Mashkun. Because at any time, the Bailim can come and take it away. So it makes the Rashbo's kasha on the Raivad very easy. And yes, it does away with all the Ktzeres HaKushin's problems. But it's also very weird. Where do we find such a thing in Halacha? And especially since the Mishnah says, Harei Elu Sheloi, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Where would the Raivad get it from? So the Tzoros HaKadoshim, I believe, firstly, since the Tur clearly has that Yiras and the Ravid, that's how the Tzoros HaKadoshim chooses to work. And secondly, Al Pi Svora, it's a much better Girsa. If you just look at the Ravid, it doesn't make sense the way we've got it in the Chidushei Ravid. And the interesting thing is, in the new Rav Kook Ravid, Rashbo, which is what I was using, as you see, it doesn't even bring the other Girsa in the notes. It's strange, that.
I thought, though, that when we began, the Mokhsim case was so unique in the fact that they're always carrying stolen goods. They took your stuff, which means they stole from you. They're returning. So I thought it was a very specific case where you're not a ganav, and you're, like we said, it's all mitzvah chasidus. So somebody now comes along and says, by the way, the coat that they gave you back is really my coat. How's he going to get it out of your hand?
So that's why the Ravid is difficult, the way we've got the Ravid. But the way the Beis Yosef has got the Ravid, he won't get it out of your hands, but you will have to give back money. You will have to give back the value because he holds. So now the Tzoros HaKadoshim kicks in. So okay, so now that we've established that the Ravid's saying you don't have to give back the chefetz, you only have to give back the money. Why? What then? Now the Rash. So what is the Rashbo's question, and why do you have to give back the money? So now if we go through the Tzoros HaKadoshim after the finished quoting the Rashbo, Udevar of Tumuim. Udevar of Tumuim, the Kibban Shiguf HaKhefet Shiloi Apagav Dutzorek Litian Adomim HaMailu Havi Lochem. Bishlomo, now looking at the whole piece as we've put it together, Bishlomo, if you want to learn the Ravid the way we've got it in the Chidushim, then I understand the Rashbo saying this is like a mashkut. But that's not how the Tur has the Ravid, and that's not how the Beis Yosef has the Ravid. They have the Ravid, you have to pay, give back money, but you keep the Chepetz. If you keep the Chepetz, why is that not Lochem? You've got a Kinyan Aguf in the Chepetz. You've got a Chuv to the Bailim, but that doesn't make it, the Chepetz not yours. Even according to Mandom, you've got to give back money. In both those cases, you've got to pay back money. So there are all sorts of riyas that even though you've got to pay back money, if you've got a kinyan in the group achifet, it's called lachem. In a mashkin, the malve only has a shibud, the bailim has a kinyan aguf. Vezele hefer, shachifet shaloi. Here, the lokeach has the chifet, but in the bailim, alav el achiv dami. It's only the bailim have only got a chiv. Shuvri is a specific kabbis to it. Marim do the shem, shem, do the tumu, shem, sefer, do the shem, 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 and so all of these are koreinim. Ask this kasha. So they also have this girsa in the Rashbo. So all the people who want to be sosa, the Tzoros HaKadoshim, because of the other girsa, I'm just saying it's irrelevant. That other girsa for the purposes of the Tzoros HaKadoshim, irrelevant. And therefore he has a kasha. I have a kasha on how the Beis Yosef and the Tur understand the kashas, the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. I have a problem according to the Beis Yosef and the two, how they understand the Rashbo's kasha on the Ravid. So now he's now going to explain with an unbelievable chiddush, which comes through his having to resolve all of this. It's all very well saying that according to the other Girsa, you wouldn't have the kasha, but then you also wouldn't have the teretz, and the teretz is a gem. It's a little bit like we were talking on the parasha this week, with Yaakov going back to get the Pachim Ketanim, and what would have happened, and they all criticize him for going back for the Pachim Ketanim. But what would have happened had he not gone for the Pachim Ketanim? We wouldn't be B'nai Yisrael, we would be B'nai Yaakov. So what is that all about? So you go, even if what you're going for is not the right thing, but you had to do it, the outcome can be different. So like what it says, Achoshim as well, it's irrelevant of Girsas and all that. He has to go down this route. And the outcome of going down this route is an amazing Kiddush. So what's his Kiddush? There's no question that with, as we proved, that with Shinui Maise and Shinui Hashem, the Kinyan Aguf is complete. So then, why do you, according to the Rambam, or according to, in most cases, not even the Rambam, because we're not in Shinui Rishus, according to everybody, why does the Ganav have to pay back? Why does the Ganav have to pay anything back to the owner? Oh, the Tzorich Agaz and Mitzin is Adonim. I know Amashin is Chayiv Mishaz Gezele. A new Chiyuv was created at the time of Gezele, a Chiyuv to repay the money. And yes, you can be Yotze that Chiyuv by returning the Chefetz, but if the Chefetz is no longer in existence, you've still got to pay back the money. Because it's a Shibud. You've got a Chiyuv to repay the money. You don't have a Chiyuv to return the Chefetz specifically. So that's why they have to pay back money. Their need to pay back money has nothing to do with a chisorin in the kinyan aguf. And therefore, in the case of the asor and the hani avankari, the kinyan is complete from that perspective. However, but when you put yesh and shinui rishus together, and you give a lokeach a kinyan, ein bo shum chiyuv kivan delo gozle. He doesn't have a chiyuv to pay the ganav. So what is his chiyuv to pay any kind of money according to the Rambam and the Ravid? Why should he have to pay any money back? And al tzorich lema, the kinyan shekoyne beyeush v'shinei rishus, eino kinyan gom. This, the Kinyan Yeyush and Shinui Rishus is different from Yeyush Kedi according to those old Yeyush Kedi works, or Yeyush Vashinui Maise according to that route. This is different because here the Lokeach has no Chayv to the Ganav. Elo Davi Shir Bekinyono De'ena Kone El Aguf HaChefetz Aval Adolim Tzarech La'atli. When you buy something from a Ganav, you never buy the value. You only buy the chayfetz. Because he doesn't own the value. The ganav himself doesn't own the value because he has to pay the value back to the ganav, to the bailiff. So the ganav never has ownership of the chayfetz. The most the ganav can have is ownership of the chayfetz. If you hold yeyush kedi kani. But even if you hold yeyush kedi kani, he never achieved ownership of the value because he always had to pay the value back. So he can't sell you value. He can only sell you the object. And then if the chepetz is lost in the hands of the bailim, of the ganav, he won't have to pay the bailim anything. Okay, can you hear me? Because you froze it on the screen. Can you hear it right? Yeah. And therefore, kivan dahavi shir bekinyonu lezeh hochiach harashbo. De'i neimet, in this case, your Gersh is right, Gersh. De'i neimet, et zolich liten adomim al koch, reine kone kinyon gome, v'shir bekinyonu, v'im ken lo havi lochem. So what we've got to, though, say is that now the Rashbo's kasha is not only on the Ravid, it's on the Rambam too. Because although the Rambam in Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yudalad, doesn't learn it like the Ravid and says you don't have to pay anything back, in all other cases you do. Except for Tikkun Ashuk, for Takonos Ashuk, but if it's a Ganav Mefusam or whatever. So the Rashbo's Kasha about Lochem could be a Kasha even according to the Rambam, because I would assume that this Svara that the Tzoris HaFoshin has been Mechadesh, that in Yeyush v'shinui rishus, you only kone kinyan aguf, that there's a shir b'kinyono, and it's a shir that damages lochem, that would apply to the Rambam in all cases as well. Mashikosov davaleke en mashkun, haine mishum de mashkun nami ledas kama poskim, ena loive yochel agdisho. De eno birushusa ad shi salik lamalve es hadomi. What is a mashkin? You've got to pay the owner back, and until you've paid the owner back, the loive certainly can't be makdishit. So even though I've got a chepetz, I give the chepetz to you as a mashkin. It's still my chepetz, and I borrow money from you. Until I give you the money back, I can't be makdish that mashkin. That's what the Rashbo means when he says it's like a mashkin. I've got to pay back. I've got to pay the money. So I'm holding this geneva, but I also owe the bailim money. Until I've paid the bailim, I can't be makdish this chepetz. In that case, it's not shili.
Whenever someone is makdish something, doing the value, it's trying to get the whole profit, the whole thing.
When he's makdish something, it depends whether he's makdish lebede kabayis or the mizbeach.
Value is always being given over. You're never going to be makdish chepetz
and keep the value. No.
Impossible. Okay.
So hekdish is a good test as to whether something is lochem or not.
Right.
And then he goes into the last piece where he does a bit of a circuitous route to say whether this really works in all cases or not. But he comes out at the end still with the same thesis that when you have to pay back, when a ganav has to pay back, under normal cases it's a chov which was created at the time of the ganeva. But for a lokeach, it's a shiur b'kinyon. So that's how I came out in understanding the sugya.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, and the shita that holds yush b'kidi is koina. Isn't that what the end is, discussing whether if somebody steals something, and then you have the shita of Rava, or let's say the Re, Yush Bikadi is Koina with Gamri, does that mean the faith that's in the value? Is that how we come up? That's the way. So if you the Re would be complete.
Yeah, the Re holds that Yerush and Shinei Rishus is a complete kinyan. You don't have to give anything back.
You don't have to give them money. But with this idea now of Shir B'kinyana, even if you hold Yerush B'kinyana, it's kinyan, you still have this Shir. How do you get away from the sheer b'kinyana problem and say that you're kind of a gamma?
Because the reholds, you don't have to pay back any but the reholds of what the shinui rishus is, there's a provided there's yeyush before the shinui rishus, it's be'etera bo l'yodo, and it's there's nothing to give back. The whole issue is etera or isura bo l'yodo. The Rambam holds the isura bo l'yodo.
But what is the shir b'kinyan? What is the lack?
The lack is that where it's be isura bo l'yodo, the ganav didn't have the value to sell you.
So if you have Yush first, if you have Shir Shinya Hashem, you're completely fine, say. And if you have Shir Yush first and Shinya Rishus,
then according to the Re, you're okay. According to the Rambam, you're never okay because you were over the Isur of buying from a Ganav.
And so you'd always have to give back the Domin.
Except in the case of Bavakamadakufiudali. Because there you didn't initiate a purchase. You're not a Messiah. That's why it says, So the Rambam, the Loshon of that Mishnah is clear. It's clear from the Loshon of the Mishnah, Harayim Shelo, it's properly yours. So the Rambam has a problem. Why here is it properly yours, where everywhere else you've got to give back money? That's why the Rambam says, because it's not sure it's a Ganav, then it's this, and it's that, and it's like a regular Mechira. You swap your jacket for this jacket. It's a, from your perspective, it's like a regular Mechira. It's a kosher Mechira.
Just clarify, when it comes to Shimi Hashem, the Ketzor said that
Because of the because of the chayv that you have at the time of the Geneva.
Okay, so the kinyan gamu is the devil care.
Right.
So I'm just talking about the gamu.
That's the gamu, and the Tzoyis will tell you is the key of
you'll never have a gun of the gun of can be koine legamri according to who? The gun of can be koine legamri with a shinui Hashem. But he still has to pay back money, but not because he wasn't Kohen Legamri, because he it was a Chiyuv Tashlumin, yeah.
The Shinui Hashem allows it to be Kohen Legamri.
Yes.
And the Chabad is merely saying the Kiddush is actually the gun of this.
Right.
The giving back of the money really relates to his giving back of the money relates to his original fear of the
mission. Right. So then it comes out to the Rambam is clear that he holds in both cases he holds generally you've got to give back money, but not in the case of Kufiyu Dalet, because that's the Hetera Bala Yoda. The Ravid, we see from the two places that I showed you in the tour, that he learns that the Ravid holds that you always have to give back money, not only in the case of, you know, originally I wanted to say that the Ravid sees Kufiyu Dalet also as an exception, but in the opposite way from the Rambam. But the way the tour is learning the Ravid, certainly according to the Gius that he and the Beis Yosef have, the Rabbi doesn't see that as an exception. He says, like in all cases, you've got to give back the money, because in that he holds like the Rambam. He's only chulik with the Rambam as to whether Kufiyu Dalet is an exception or not. But in all cases, you have to give back the money, and the Rashbo is asking, but if you have to give back the money, why is that lachem? Asks the Rashbo, asks the Tzoyis HaKadosh, well, why isn't it Lachem? You've got to give back the money, but the Chepetz, you've got a Kinyan Aguf and a Chepetz. No, says the Tzoyis HaKadosh, if you understand how the Kinyan works in the case of Shinui Rishus and Yeyush, it's a Shiur B'Kinyono. You haven't been koine the value because the Ganav never had the value to sell you. So there's a piece that you haven't been koine. That's a Chisorin in Lachem. That the Ganav himself can be koine completely a Kinyan Aguf, if there's a Shinei Hashem, or if it's Baal Yodri Beheteri.